How are you feeling?
Fine, thank you.
How's the shoulder?
It's doing okay, getting better.
Been any chance you playing?
I'm sorry?
Any chance you're going to play?
Yeah, there's always a chance. You know, we'll go out and reevaluate it again today and see how it feels after today, I think.
What do you have to do to play? Is it the pain thing or what?
A little bit. I can play through a lot of pain, so that is a little bit. But mostly it's just, to me, ability. Like, can I make a long throw? Can I put a lot of zip on a ball, throw it really hard before people like Ed Reed and defenders can get to the ball? Because if I can't, then I'm not putting this team in the best situation to win the game.
Ben, you said, I know that it's a case that's a rare case. Has it been from what they even expected? Has it been quicker than they expected? Has it surprised you how quick? Or no?
I don't know. That's probably a question for them. I'm just doing everything I can to get back. The training staff and doctors have been great helping and, just working to get back out there.
Ben, the last time you talked to me, you talked about that rib and how it was, could affect your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So have they told you that no matter what, you're safe from that?
Well, this game we play, I don't think you're ever, completely safe. But, yeah, according to them, it's stable in the backside, which I think is posterior. So there, obviously you can take a big hit, anything can happen. But from what I understand, that aspect of it is okay.
How close were you to 100% throwing the ball yesterday? I mean, how far could you get it down the field? How much zip?
Well, that was yesterday, so we'll see what today holds. I'm not 100%, but we're going to get as close as we can.
Ben, how much confidence does this team have in Charlie?
A lot. I firmly believe that. They know what he's capable of, that he's been doing a long time. They respect him. And so I think that they're ready to rise to the occasion.
He was disappointed with his performance in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Do you have any reason to believe it here? Improved dramatically against Baltimore?
Well, I think he holds himself to a high standard that we all do. And so for him to say that he was disappointed doesn't surprise me, because I know that he wants to go out and play a great game, and he expects himself to do that. So I expect a big bounce back game from him if it's that time.
Ben, if you do play, would you have to wear anything extra special around that area, or would it be?
We've juiced up the shoulder pads a little bit and put some protective. The trainers and equipment staff have put some protective padding and Kevlar stuff on the shoulder pads to help.
What about the ribs? What about lower, like a flak jacket, something like that?
I always wear rib protectors that it's low, so nothing to change there. Most of it's just up high on the shoulder pads.
How tough is it for you to be? You want to play so badly. How tough is it sometimes for you to evaluate how well you will be able to play?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's always something that as a player, and me in particular, I have to evaluate when I'm injured, because I want to be out there no matter what, but not at the risk of hurting the team, if that makes sense. I don't want to go out there and play so bad that just to be out there and it hurt the team and us not be good. So it's tough. It's hard for me to – you watch me during these games. I've been on the field probably more than most of the coaches and stuff, because I'm just antsy to be out there. But, we'll evaluate. And ultimately, I think it will come down to coach's decision, I believe.
We spoke to you last, Ben. I think you're still sleeping in a lounge chair overnight.
Yeah.
Can you even kind of begin to describe where you are pain-wise from even this point last week?
I'm better. I'm a lot better. I'm sleeping in the bed. I can only sleep in certain positions in bed, but at least I'm in bed. And, it's gotten better. To know that you're just dealing with pain is something I can deal with pain.
So, Ben, it sounds like the criterion for playing is not about whether you could get re-hurt, re-injured. It's about your arm strength, right?
Well, it's a lot of things. But, to me, that's what I'm going to evaluate today in the next couple of days is where am I at in an evaluation of what can I do, what throws can I make, what can I make. So we'll go look at it heavy today, I think.
Ben, is the part of that evaluation the same? One more week of rest will make you better for the last four games?
Yeah, I guess you can look at it in that way. I mean, we've had people talk about, last year in San Francisco, if I would have rested, maybe I would have been better off the last couple games and stuff like that. But to me, I live for the here and now, and I'm going to do everything I can to be out there, and if it doesn't work, then I'll do what I can about there next week.
Is that right, Ben? Like, do you buy that theory? Would that have helped you to not play in San Francisco, and are you using that as part of your application to figure this out?
Well, no one, I don't know. It could be, could not be. Maybe I wouldn't have healed up. Maybe I would have. I don't know, but... I'm gonna make sure that I'm ready to go so I can help this team the best I can.
Ben, you said what matters is how much zip you have on the ball. When do you start pushing it today?
I'm gonna do everything I can. Yeah, I mean, we did some stuff yesterday, and we'll do some more today and tomorrow and every day.
Was it just lack of arm strength, or was there pain in your throat?
Both.
Is the pain scar tissue tearing?
I don't know. Sorry.
Ben, is there more motivation that it's Baltimore to try to get back out there?
Yeah, I mean. to me, it doesn't matter who it is, but it's a divisional game. That gives you motivation. It's Baltimore. Yeah, of course. There is a little bit more than that.
Ben Ryan said yesterday that maybe if y'all had won Sunday, if you were 7-4 instead of 6-5, you could take the extra week. Do you feel that way?
Well, we want to win every game. So, we'll see what happens. Like, these are all kind of crazy questions for me. Sorry.
Ben, how's fatherhood, by the way?
Great. Thank you.
So you're saying good. Even with the newborn, you are getting
sleep. I'm getting a little bit of rest, yes.
Are you able to help out, though?
I'm helping out as much as I can.
Hey, Ben, have the doctors made any suggestions to you about when you should come back?
To them, I think they're telling me the same thing that I think I'm telling you. If I'm wrong, I'm sure they'll let you know. But, what I understand is it's an evaluation. How do you feel pain-wise? What can you deal with? What can't you deal with? And then what are you able to do? Like I said, can I throw the ball 30 yards, 40 yards, 50? How far can I throw the ball? So I think it's just an evaluation thing by everybody.
You mentioned it's going to be the doctors and coaches kind of making this decision. But how much input do you have? If you go out there and say, look, I'm fine, I can do this.
Right. Well, I hope I have a lot. And I'm going to be honest with Coach. And I think he trusts me to be honest with him. I'm not going to go out there and just tell him I feel great if I don't. So, I think a lot of it is going to come down to that as well.
And can you even describe the first week of fatherhood and what it's been like? I mean, is it different than anything you could have imagined?
It's pretty cool. I don't know if you can ever really you can tell people about it, but until you've actually experienced it, it's something special.
I think you joked when you got hurt that I'd have to hold the baby in my left arm. I'm just kind of curious.
I can hold him both ways. Not as long in the right, but I can hold him both ways.